With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, today, the Joint Committee on Agriculture and Food will meet to discuss the state funding for the horse and greyhound racing industry in Ireland. Greyhound racing received just shy of €20 million in the budget. Joining us to discuss this is Nuala Donlan, Greyhound Action Ireland spokesperson, and Michael Healy-Ray, Independent Minister for State at the Department of Agriculture, Forestry and Marine, and also TD for Kerry. Nuala, to you first. Nearly €20 million in funding for the greyhound racing industry. Is that too much in your view?
The greyhound racing industry shouldn't be getting public funding, full stop, for a number of reasons. Our primary concern focuses on welfare. And, you know, I think the Irish public were rightly sickened in 2019 when the RTÉ Investigates programme revealed what was going on with dogs in relation to the unwanted dogs, 6,000 plus being killed and disappearing every year because they were no longer useful to the industry. Now, we have been carrying out analysis of data from taken directly from Greyhound Racing Ireland's new traceability system. And what we have found, very disturbingly, is that young, healthy dogs are continuing to die and disappear at exactly the same rate as was revealed in 2019. For example, we have been following the cohort of dogs born in 2021, which is the first year the traceability system was in operation. The oldest of those dogs would not yet be five. Already 5,140, 41%. Are dead.
Okay.
Or off unaccounted.
All right. I do want to bring Michael Healy-Ray in. Minister, you heard what Nuala had to say. The state should give zero amount of money to the greyhound racing industry and the point she made about young, healthy dogs being killed.
Well, that, to be honest, is nonsense, because I'm sure that Nuala will recognise that over 10% of the fund goes to welfare of horses and dogs. And just to remind her of the small little fact that there are 4,000 direct and indirect jobs in the greyhound racing industry. And the sector's foundation, remember, is built on over 6,000 active greyhound owners. And I will remind Nuala, and this is very important, the people in Ireland today who own greyhounds, they absolutely love their dogs. And that is a fact. And if you saw people who take care of their dogs from early in the morning to late at night, taking them to beaches to walk them because it's good for their feet, the young people and the older people that are involved, they take them around, they take them to the track. It's a way of life.
Okay.
And I'll repeat it again. They love their dogs.
All right, Minister, let me put that back to Nuala. Nuala, nonsense, the Minister says. 4,000 directly and indirectly employed. And he said the people involved in the sector love their dogs.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
If I could remind the minister who should know this, there are roughly 5,000 active registered owners in Ireland. The employment figure, I imagine, he's taking from the Power Report, which was published in 2021. The employment figures in that, we have tried to get a full-time equivalent from the Minister for Agriculture. We have failed to do so. What we have gleaned through parliamentary questions is that between full-time and part-time employees, there are somewhere between 238 and 800 people employed in the greyhound racing industry. Many of those will be part-time employees, catering staff going in at night time to tracks when there are races on, etc. This notion peddled by Minister Healy Ray, and it's not the first time I've heard him peddle it, that people own one and two dogs and take them to the beach for races. If you considered that between 2021 and 2024, 42,000 racing greyhounds were born in this country to 5,000 registered owners. I think if you do the maths on
okay.
that, you get
Minister,
some idea of the...
This Minister, is let the Minister respond. Industrialised dog breeding, Minister, and the numbers are hugely exaggerated. Your numbers are hugely exaggerated about people working in the sector.
Not at all. And of course, the other thing that Newell is forgetting about is this is a highly regulated industry. There are 2,500 inspections in the past year. That's actually the second highest annual record
okay.
or figure on
well,
record.
Do you want to deal with her figures she gave about the numbers working there and the numbers of dogs?
Well, I will. Her figures are actually wrong. If she had her facts right, which she obviously doesn't because she knows nothing about
okay,
the
but do you want to respond to
there are 6,000 active greyhound owners in Ireland. And again, any person who goes to the racetracks, for instance, in Tralee in County Kerry, the great work that is done in those tracks, raising funding, voluntary nights for hospitals, for hospice, for schools. This is a way of life. It's part of who we are. Horses and greyhounds and dogs. It's a part of rural
okay.
life. It's a part of
Nula, how about that?
It's
a part
we're very proud
Nula,
of.
How about that? It's a part of who we are. It's a part of rural life in particular.
I find it astounding that a member of this government who has just voted to hand over 20 million euros to the greyhound racing industry would come on here and have such incorrect figures. I have a parliamentary question here in front of me, Minister Healy Ray, which shows that in 2023 there were 5,200 registered greyhound owners. Are you saying the Minister for Agriculture is lying when he answers those questions? And if this is your justification for the continued funding to the tune of 20 million euro that charities use greyhound tracks to raise funds, I mean, is that why you're telling us that the Irish taxpayer should pay 20 million euro a year for greyhound racing?
Okay, Minister.
I mean,
Minister,
is absolutely ludicrous.
Minister, no. Final word to you.
Nuala, you're on a race to nothing. You want us to have no greyhound industry in Ireland. If you got your way with this, we wouldn't have horses racing. We wouldn't have greyhound tracks. We wouldn't have people owning greyhounds. You would take us to where there would be nothing, only miserableness,
dear,
horribleness.
Dear,
and you
Minister,
have no idea,
please.
I didn't interrupt you, you have
please.
No idea of how important this industry is in
please.
Ireland. And you have
please.
No idea how much people cherish and actually adore their dogs and their horses.
Oh,
and this government is committed to ensuring that the funding will be in place into the future to keep these very important industries going, whether you like it or not, Nuala.
Nuala, very brief final word.
What is there to say? This will continue on while we have people like Minister Healy Ray and Dáil Éireann who are obviously beholden to a certain constituency. Every opinion poll carried out on this subject in this country has shown that the great majority of Irish, the last opinion poll last year, 70%
okay.
of Irish people want funding of greyhound racing to stop.
Nuala Donlan and Minister Michael Healy-Ray. Thanks to both of you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.